Chapter 2, 1936 to 1937. "The first time she came into my office," said Mulgale, who was Webb's manager and eventually handled those same chores for Ella, "she looked terrible. Her hair disheveled, her clothes just terrible. I said to Chick, 'My God, what can you do with this girl?' Chick answered, 'Mr. Gale, you'd be surprised what a beauty parlor and some makeup and nice clothes can do.'" Gale's office was Consolidated Radio Artists at the RKO building on West 48th Street in New York. Gale was also a stockholder in the Savoy Ballroom. Much has been made of Ella's appearance at this time. Charlie Linton helped Ella find a room on 122nd Street and 7th Avenue in the German-owned boarding house where he resided. This was Ella's first permanent address in quite a while. However, Ella had no inkling as to how to care for and groom herself. As impossible as it may sound, the only way to put it is that Ella was disgusting. She was not entirely to blame for this. With her mother's death and precious little time spent with her Aunt Virginia, the normal lessons a young girl learns about hygiene and grooming went untaught. The companions she met during her time on the street certainly did not add to this education. She literally did not know how to use soap and water on a regular basis. Webb trombonist Sandy Williams took her as one would take a child and taught her how to bathe. To her credit, she saw what was necessary to learn and adapted quickly to it. Just as it took time for Ella to develop her vocal style, so it was with her stage appearance. Saxophonist and one-time Webb arranger Edgar Sampson once recalled, "We all kidded her. It would always be, 'Hey, sis, where'd you get these clothes?'"